and welcome back to 20 Minutes with Chad. Since Chad does this podcast who's Canadian, a lot of people don't know this, we decided to do something different this week. We're going to give Chad questions about my country, Canada. So there's only 10 of them. Let's see how Chad does. Chad, first question. How many oceans does Canada touch?
What was it?
How many oceans does Canada touch?
I'm going to say two.
Okay. Question two. And nope, you're wrong. Three.
Oh, did you see? My gut said three, but I was like, nah. Because there's like the Atlantic, Pacific, and then...
One north.
The Antarctica one. I can't think of the Antarctica.
That's the one you missed.
Okay. Ah, dang. I knew it. God damn it.
The St. Lawrence River is huge. River in which province? New Brunswick, Quebec, Manitoba.
Quebec.
I think you're probably right on this one. It just says, yes, that's correct. All right. Number three. Only one of Canada's provinces has the most straight lines or borders of all the way around. Which one? Alberta, Saskatchewan, or Ontario?
What was the first one?
Alberta.
What was the second one?
Saskatchewan. Or Ontario?
I'm going to say Ontario.
You are not correct. I know that for a fact. Saskatchewan is straight north.
That was the one I did not think it was going to be.
Okay, question four. Each province and territory has a star next to the name of its capital city. Mm-hmm. Capital cities are the home of the government. Which province has a capital city named Charlottetown? Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Prince Edward Island.
What was the first two?
Nova Scotia, New Brunswick.
I'm going to say New Brunswick.
Nope.
Damn.
Prince Edward Island, buddy. The home of Confederation. Okay. Which province or territory goes the furthest north? Nunavut, Northwest Territories, or the Yukon?
What was the question?
And which province or territory goes the furthest north? Nunavut, Northwest Territories, or the Yukon? You were homeschooled. These should be easy for you.
If I'm not from Canada, I'm going to say Yukon.
You're wrong.
Fuck. I'm dying here. Dying.
Nunavut. I knew that. Which province goes the furthest south? Ontario, British Columbia, or Quebec?
British Columbia.
Nope. I will pick. It's going to be Ontario. I can tell you ahead of it.
I'm trying to think which one was like closer. Oh, Ontario's closer to Michigan, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I love these questions. These are fun. Which province goes the furthest east? It's telling me to use the compass, but you can't use the compass, but I know the answer anyway. British Columbia, Nova Scotia, or Newfoundland and Labrador?
Oh, fuck me. Newfoundland?
Correct. You are correct. On that one, you got right. Okay, number eight. We only have three more of these. Canada's biggest province or territory has the smallest number of people living there. What's it called? Prince Edward Island, Nunavut, Newfoundland, and Labrador.
And what was the question?
Canada's biggest province or territory has the smallest number of people living there. What's it called?
And what was the options again?
Prince Edward Island, Nunavut, Newfoundland, and Labrador. Come on, you graduated high school at grade 12, 15 years old. These are easy.
Oh, man. It's not Labrador, not Prince Island.
So none of it?
I'm going to say none of it.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
It's not a province. Oh, it's a territory. Oh, you are correct. 37,000. Oh, I was wrong. I wouldn't pick that one.
The American is schooling the Canadian? What?
That one I wouldn't pick. I don't know how many people. None of it's like way, way up north. It was created after I left school. Most of Ontario's southern borders follow a line of lakes called the Great Lakes. You've heard of those, I presume?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Count the Great Lakes. How many are there? 4, 5, or 6? And you can't count them because you can't speak my screen.
4.
Nope.
Oh, wait. No, the 6 Great Lakes. Yeah, because it's 6 Great Lakes. That's how I always remember.
So you want 6?
Yeah, 6.
There are 5, buddy. I don't know where you learned that. There's only 5. God, you're terrible. I'm going to have your mom do one of these when she comes back. Because she's supposed to be taught you all these things. And next time we're going to do an American quiz, we do this. I'll find one on America for you. Last question about Canada. What is the name of the line of mountains on part of the border between British Columbia and Alberta? Canadian Rockies, the Appalachian Mountains, Laurentian Mountains.
Laurentian Mountains.
I think you're wrong. I think it's Canadian Rockies would be my guess. I won't.
I know it's not.
Oh, hang on. Next, why won't you give me that? Yeah, we answered that. Okay. It won't give me the answer for this one. Okay, tell me my score, okay? Canadian Rockies. I was right.
Oh.
Chad got at it. Doesn't tell me your score, but, you know, you got 3.
3 out of 10.
And I didn't write 10 until we started this. Okay, Chad, you got about 8 to 10 minutes. Go nuts.
8 to 10 minutes?
Left to fill this.
Oh, wow. Dang. I definitely have to say geography wasn't my best suit. but, let's see. What else? So, other day, someone was saying, I guess a good one. Someone told me that I was aspiring or motivating the other day. For like different reasons. There was one person was saying that because of my weight loss, and they were asking like what was my like tips and my secrets, like, oh, what are you doing for this and that and blah 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 blah, because I made that decision in 2018, December 2018, where I was tired of playing like the fat funny guy, and I was like 260-ish, over 260, and I wanted to lose some weight. And then before my heart attack, so I was at 233-ish. And then when I had that, I like start working out now that I'm 193. And they're like, oh, what's motivating? Blah, blah. Because like, they're like, oh, what's your secret? And I was like, all right, I walk 6 to 9 miles a day. I eat 90% vegetarian. I still try to stay away. I know I eat a lot of fruits and veggies, like a lot. I still try to stay away from like red meat, cheese, butter. I try to stay away from the carbs. Like meats I usually eat, like chicken and fish. Those are like the main ones. Sometimes I get like carne asada, which is beef or steak. But I usually try not to. Like I eat a lot of eggs for protein. So a lot of people are like, and nuts. Like I eat a lot of nuts. That's like, and not West Hollywood type nuts, but you know, like actual like nuts. Food nuts.
I don't know. Some of those gifts you've been posting, who knows what you've been eating?
I know. I get a lot. Like, everyone looks at me like, what are those? Like, so many, like, gay characters and stuff. And I'm like, hey, don't hate just because they have the best jokes, you know? Like, I love Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek, like, cracks me up. Like,
that's Canadian.
I know. Dude, I watch a lot of Canadian shows. Like, I also like the Trailer Park Boys. I love them.
Okay.
Like, we're going to... I'm going to
propose something to you.
Okay.
Next time we talk, I want you to see an episode of The Beachcombers.
So which one?
The Beachcombers.
The Beachcombers. Why does that sound familiar?
You need to find on YouTube The Beachcombers. And Chad, I want a full report because we're going to discuss the whole episode of The Beachcombers one day coming up.
Okay. Okay. But like, I also watched like Second City TV, Kids in the Hall. Like, I do watch a lot of stuff that's Canadian because I get bored with like American humor. Like for example, my comedy, like people always talk about like my comedy, like a lot of people don't like my comedy. Like I always tell like certain people, like, my comedy is like the cranberry juice that softens the taste of the Clorox bleach. A lot of my friends are like, oh, like that makes sense, because I'm a libertarian socialist where a lot of my humor is towards like Republicans and conservatives, because I want to kind of like show them things that, like, I hate when people try to do sociopolitical comedy. Like, that's not my thing. I like doing dick and fart jokes. I want to entertain people like that. But like, I grew up watching people like listening, like not watching because they weren't alive. Lenny Bruce and Andy Kaufman, like kind of like pushing the envelope and playing like devil's advocate and looking at things, questioning everything. So a lot of people get mad about that, where my mom does not like my comedy. Like some of my friends, they don't like my comedy. Like my friends that aren't in the business, I call them the normals. They don't always like my comedy, but they like my storytelling and just like my comments. Like, oh, your storytelling and your comments. Like you hear like people like in my mom's interview at one point where she talks about she likes the storytelling in my conversation because I'm good at conversation and entertaining people and telling dumb jokes or my view on things. Like even my coworkers, where it's just like my view on certain things where they look at me like, did he really just say that? Like one of my coworkers, she has like horrible sight and she doesn't listen all the time. And I was like, and I call her like deaf and blind. And she's like, huh? I was like, right? And she's like, Rice? Yeah, that's what I said. And I looked at my other coworker, and my other coworker started laughing. I was like, I just proved my point. But yeah, it's just like my comedy is very niche-based, very pointed at one thing. It's not like generalized. So that's always a thing like that. But back to like thing where like other people like say I'm like motivating, inspiring. I had someone who liked my work, and I tell them and I help them out and stuff and tell them a lot of my failure stories, which I'll probably talk about another episode, but I have a lot of failures more than success. But yeah, so. But
you're done. Get lost.
Deuces.
Hey, don't worry. There's still more 20 minutes with Chad. Here comes his mom. So as Chad got older and he told you he was moving to LA to be an actor, you were okay with this?
I told him he could stay home for as long as he wanted, usually.
So, do you get nervous every time you open your inbox and there's a link for another Chad Meisenheimer movie?
No, I won't. Some of them, yeah, they're okay. Some of them...
Like the Andrew Hooper one, the Inanimate Love, where I played the mannequin.
You know, and you know what he does is he says, "Can you put it up on your sites too?" And I'm like, no.
What is it that you do that these sites are, Chad? I don't know what you do.
I do regular blogging, nothing crafts. I'm like a regular. That's it. Crafts, cooking. Just talking about things going on.
Cool.
Yeah. I like it.
So, have you ever gone to LA to visit Chad?
No.
He always
comes up here. He's really nice.
Interesting.
So, Ella's creepy.
Do you think Chad should quit his day job and go get a real job?
All the time. Yeah. Well, the one thing is he's got to be able to support himself.
I agree.
Yeah. If he's not supporting himself, then no.
I think I've been supporting myself pretty good. If all even all the stuff that I had, the knee surgery, the heart attacks.
You've done great. You've done all kinds of stuff.
Like, a lot of my friends sit there like, I don't know how you've not given up or died yet. That's what they told me. Like, I had one friend was like, it's like, all this stuff, like I said, a bare minimum. Like, I survive, and I still get to make my movies, do my comedy. Well, not now, right now because of the quarantine, which is driving me nuts. But it's like, the quarantine, like, it really hasn't affected me per se, because I still work my part-time essential job. I still work out. I get my coffee. I try to do my writing. And I do that stuff. But it's like, I'm really not a big social person, where I don't go to bars. I don't go to, like, networking events and film festivals, all that stuff. Like, even as an artist, I'm like, I'm not interested in that. And it's true, like people say, it's like, I always laugh because I say that you like my acting, you like my film, like filmmaking, but you're not a fan of my comedy. A lot of people, like, it's like shock jock humor, apparently, because I was like Howard Sternish. But like right now, I'm like in the podcasting and stuff, and like I got some ideas for that with my podcast equipment.
Let me say this about your comedy, okay? The comedy, the thing that I like that you do comedy-wise is you're very good at relating a story usually. Like if something happens to you somewhere, you have me cracking up. It's the stuff where it's more pointed, I guess. It's more directed at things that I just kind of back away and go, ugh. I listen to it. I listen to other comedians that do the same thing. It's not that. But it's just not, I don't know. Everybody has what tickles them and gets them laughing.
Yeah, a lot of people say my stuff is like really sarcastic, snarky, facetious, or mordant.
So I do have another question for you. Do you feel when Chad goes after, I don't know, the governor of the state or the mayor of LA, is that what you're referring to?
The thing that shocks me about that is sometimes it works where something happens and someone goes, hey, who said that? And they'll sit there and look at what's going on in this situation versus some of it's just goofing off. I know it is because the memes and things like that, at least he's venting in a certain way and not something bad.
Yeah, it's funny because the L.A. mayor, he hates me. So if I ever disappear or die randomly by, like, a gang drive-by shooting, it's probably him. Like, this, he's this Jewish, Italian, Mexican guy. And, like, it's just, like, I call him out on bullshit all the time. Like, it's bad. Like what was it? Like, I'm good at social media, too, where I'm, like, I've always been very good or savvy enough to get companies, I had a doctor's bill recently, like this Kaiser bill that I've been trying to figure out since freaking January, like faxing, emailing, calling, and I save all my documents, and they were dicking me around between Kaiser and LA Healthcare, and then all of a sudden I blasted them on Twitter actually, and in 2 days they fixed everything. I'm like, it's crazy. Like, I'm smart enough about that. Same thing with when I lived in L.A. a few years back. There was a big garbage dispute where there's two trying to fight for the city's contract. And because they're fighting, there was a month that they didn't take the garbage. So the garbage was, like, everywhere in L.A. Like, it was bad. Like, people could smell their garbage. And then I called them out on social media and got it was during Christmas time at one time. It was like 2 years back. And I blasted them to the news media and outlets and stuff via Twitter. And when they got involved, the companies started blaming each other. It's like, oh, it was them. Oh no, it was them. We're just doing the money and da 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 da. And then one day I was walking to work because I was still working at Pizza Hut. I was walking to work, all of a sudden you see these lines of garbage trucks going to each apartment complex emptying the garbage. Like, I was laughing so hard. I took a picture of it even. I don't think I have it no more. But it was like, they came that afternoon for the whole block and took everyone's garbage. Because they knew where I lived, everything, because I put them on blast. And, like, I'm always good at that. So I've always been really good at social media and, like, ruffling people's feathers. I like playing devil's advocate because I know I could get under someone's skin and I take enjoyment with it.
Hold on. Kim, before we go, which is going to be very soon, I do have one last question.
Okay.
Can I get your top three Megadeth songs, please?
No.
Metallica. Okay, they're top. Chad, you lied to me. Your top three Metallica songs, then.
For Whom the Bell Tolls, Fade to Black, and what is that new one that they just, I can't think of the title. They just put out a new, on their new album.
It's all good. Have you seen Metallica live then?
No. No, I've just watched them in videos and seen them on TV. That's it.
What, which concerts have you seen? With like the
Five Finger Death, Shadows Fall. Trying to think what was the last one we went to. What is it called? So blank right now.
It'll come back to you. So, how do your friends react when they walk in your house and you're blasting Metallica?
It's fine. It's terrible. I really like, who I like too is Slipknot. That's my other favorite because I like Corey Taylor. It's like a variety. And then they could come in and I've got Sam Smith on. So, it's a variety.
I love it.
It's not like, it's nothing normal.
No, nothing wrong with that. I think that's great.
Trying to think of other thing. So, what's the first thing you're gonna do after quarantine? I always thought, I've been telling my friends, it's like, what's the first thing?
I wanna go and like get coffee, sit at a park, be outside, just sitting there talking to people at the same table, so freaking weird now. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, I was like, what was it? Like, I was writing a joke and I haven't put it up yet. I started laughing because I was like, practicing, was it 6 feet social distancing? The biggest con is the sex, but the biggest pro is I could walk away from a group of minorities without looking racist.
Oh, God. I just sat right there, dude.
I had to rile my mom up for somehow.
So
knows my button.
Okay, it's my last question, Kim, and I promise I'll be quiet. Because I have to ask everybody, what's your favorite film?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Nice. Jimmy Stewart.
What out?
All right, Mama, I'm going to let you go and wrap this up.
Thanks
for coming on.
And you will be back on the show. Do not worry.
Okay, thank you, Simon.
Have a good day, Mom.
Love you.
I love you, too. Bye.